Hello again. Welcome back to episode 8 of the Pomcast, Piece of Mindmakers. This is going to be the last episode of this month's installment. So we will pick things back up in September. I have a few additional episodes that will be coming in the first few weeks of the month before the next Piece of Mindmakers segment begins in this fashion, meaning leading up to the full moon and highlighting my ritual practices, which are really just helping me appreciate the cycles of nature and the flow of these natural cycles, trying to appreciate them and in some ways sync myself up to them, because it makes more sense than syncing myself up to some weird corporate structure that exists for purposes that don't matter to me. So that's the real inspiration behind my ritual practices. It's not anything weird or secret. It is very practical in my experience. So I want to talk specifically about the Hazel Moon that I am going to be celebrating tonight, and will be reaching its peak tomorrow. So you can call it whatever you want. There's like always several different names for each full moon. I'm just following a specific list that goes along with different trees that were recognized by the pagan, druid, Celtic culture as having certain properties, and so they are representing different times of the year. So, hazel tree is magical. It's very magical. So, that's why we have manifestation and protection as the properties, which I already went over in the previous episodes. And the main deity is, I'm going to mispronounce this. I've been working on the pronunciation for these, but Kaliuk, I believe, is the crone goddess. And it's like typically seen as a witch, which is not originally a bad thing. It was just kind of appropriated into being a bad thing to demonize women, which they just love doing that historically, don't they? But we're just having fun here, so, you know, don't worry. If you've made it this far, I don't really think you're that worried. But anyway, I digress. The full hazel moon is a celebration of this last hurrah before the autumn equinox comes, which is then like the balance of night and day before that scale kind of tips in favor, more in favor of night, because the equinox is when the daylight and night time are equal. So there you go. It is seen as a cross-quarter festival in the Celtic pagan tradition, and I was under the impression that it had a different name, which I was trying to find the pronunciation of, and then I actually found the correct name for it, which is just pronounced four. Which is the Celtic name for the autumn equinox. So, why am I talking about the autumn equinox? We're not even there yet. That's like a month away. And that's going to be the next tree month, which is the Vine Moon. But as we have seen from the Virgo goddess, it kind of encompasses the next phase as well, as Virgo is holding the scales, which is represented by Libra, which is right around the autumn equinox, and that is the balance of night and day. So you're seeing how this is all kind of coming into the picture. And, you know, as the hazel moon is waning into the new moon, which is when the vine tree month really actually begins, until it then peaks at the full moon on the 20th of this year, September 20th, is when that will be. You know, you're already sort of thinking about releasing yourself from this phase and moving into the next phase, which is going to be really harvesting. So that's why right now you're thinking about, you know, what you want to manifest and how you want to proceed, and how you can appreciate this time of year and get the natural protection from, you know, just, I already went into all that in my other episode, so go back to the protection episode if you'd like to hear more about that juicy little topic. But moving on, if you look before the hazel moon, I did another episode on the holly moon to introduce this whole idea that I like to implement into my practices and kind of schedule all of my activities around. The holly moon set the tone already for after the summer solstice, as I discussed. So holly is like typically winter time, so it already has set the tone for like, it's coming, you know, like enjoy what you have now, but don't forget, it's coming, you know, it's inevitable, this shift that's always happening. And hazel moon is that transition between when that shift really starts to happen and the real harvest begins. And so your manifestation and protection have to have that in mind and be intended for what you're going to be harvesting when the vine moon begins in early September. So, you know, as much as you want to be in the moment and be present, you know, if you are planning things, you have to take this kind of stuff into account, or, you know, don't. I say that a lot, but honestly, if you don't want to, then don't. But this is what works for me. And when I say it works, it has worked for me, to help me feel connected in a very chaotic, confusing, and transitional time in my life, and helps me make sense of what I'm going through. So I also think that these are just great lessons that have lasted for centuries for a reason, and so it doesn't hurt to impart these messages and these lessons and just serve as a reminder, whether they're relevant to you right now or whether you're watching this 6 months from now, whatever. It's always just good to have a reminder of these things. And so as Virgo season begins, the hazel moon is waning and these thoughts of new intentions are starting to form in that space of Virgo being the harvest goddess and representing this natural law and balance. So these will be in my thoughts as I place all of my little tokens that are supposed to represent the deities that I am drawing inspiration from, and I'm going to meditate on how these intentions fit within my priorities and lifestyle and how it applies to me. And then, as I mentioned in the manifestation episode, you still have to take action on that inspiration. You don't just do the ritual and then say, all right, waiting for it to manifest. You have to carry that inspiration with you and let it guide you in your actions so that you can actually get that result that you're intending. So, closing the book on this month's Peace of Mind Makers program, and I am hopefully going to be in a new space for next month, working hard to get my garage cleaned up, so that's going to be fun. Doesn't sound fun, but I'm looking forward to it. Getting a little tired of this room and the internet problems that I have here. So we're making it work and doing the best we can with what we have, which is also a great message for the Hazel Moon and for Virgo season. So that's a good note to leave on, and I will see you guys next time. Thanks for listening.